The stock, this is trading on Morris Duve. Morris. Morris Duve is Dewey. Initial R. Dewey. D as in David. Dewey. Morris is M as in Mary. Morris. Please make a copy for Dr. James McDonnell, MD. MCDONNELL. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is right upper lobe cavity density. Next paragraph, history present illness. This is a 79-year-old white male with a history of COPD. Was sent for a chest CT. On 3/15/22, the CT chest showed a ill-defined 5.5 by 4 centimeter right upper lobe consolidation, which was suggestive of a pneumonia or a neoplasm. Period. The patient subsequently had a PET CT done on 6/3/22, and it showed hypermetabolic nodular consolidation in the right upper lobe around the cavitary area with a SUV of 2.6. The cavitary area measured 4.7 by 3.6 centimeter. Period. The patient was then sent for a CT guided needle biopsy on 8/23/22, and the CT biopsy showed atypical adenomatous hyperplasia and alveolar tissue. There was no evidence of malignancy. The patient has now been sent for further evaluation, period. The patient denies any shortness of breath presently. He did cough up some bloody sputum for 3 to 4 days after the lung biopsy. And his chest x-ray also had shown a small pneumothorax on the right, which apparently has resolved, period. He is using albuterol inhaler as well as a fluticasone salmeterol inhaler daily, period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of hypertension for over 5 years. He has had rotator cuff repair on the right and the left, as well as a right leg fracture requiring repair and rod placement. He has had bilateral hernia, inguinal hernia repairs. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked one pack per day for 25 years and quit, and denies significant alcohol use. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of suicide, mother died of a stroke. Next paragraph, med list included lisinopril, 10 milligrams daily, omeprazole, 20 milligrams daily, tamsulosin, 0.4 milligrams daily, finasteride, 5 milligrams daily, and doxepin, 10 milligrams a day, albuterol, 2 puffs PRN, fluticasone/salmeterol, 113 by 14 micrograms, 1 puff BID. Next paragraph, system review. The patient denies weight loss. He has fatigue. He has no fevers or chills, no night sweats. He has shortness of breath and mild wheezing. Denies urinary frequency or flank pains. He has no abdominal pains or reflux or diarrhea. He has a hay fever, then has chest or arm pain or palpitations or leg swelling. No depression or anxiety, no bruising or enlarged glands. He denies joint pains or muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, and no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This well-built elderly, white male, alert, pale, no acute distress, no clubbing, cyanosis, or peripheral edema, or lymphadenopathy. Skin turgor was good. Head mount static pupils reactive. Like his mouth broken, scared. Vital signs. Blood pressure 140 and 30. Pulse is 15. Weight is 153, saturation 96. Height 5'8". Damage on the neck. No venous distension or cytomegaly. Distant breath sounds, occasional wheezes in the upper chest. Heart, the heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes are 1+ with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1, COPD, with emphysema. Number 2 is cavitary right upper lobe, lung lesion, etiology undetermined. Rule out atypical mycobacterial infections. Number 3 is hypertension. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CBC and a coagulation profile, and a complete pulmonary function study. He also will be scheduled for a bronchoscopy to evaluate him for any atypical infectious process. And cytology will also be sent from bronchial washings. The procedure was discussed, including potential risks, and I will follow and make an addendum report. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Dr. James McDonnell, MD. MCDONNELL, MD. Thank you.